It's time for the Sanha call-in program. Lines are open on 011-854-1548. Mawlid Wanvaid joins us on the line. Mawlid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Now, how are you this evening, Mawlid?
Alhamdulillah, yourself, Mustafa.
Alhamdulillah. Mawlid, when have you returned to the office?
I've been here at the office for a couple of weeks now.
It was good meeting you down in Port Elizabeth. How was your stay in the friendly city?
It was as friendly as described, alhamdulillah. It was a very enjoyable stay. Stayed with family and alhamdulillah, they gave us a very good time. So it was very enjoyable.
Now, what about going up to Sitsikama and portions of the garden route? Did it live up to expectation?
Definitely. The Qudrat of Allah is something else, and seeing it in those parts really gives you an appreciation of nature in its purest form. So yes, it was very exciting and enjoyable, very beautiful, very scenic, and very relaxing, tranquil and calm.
Alhamdulillah. I suppose the downside is that there's no Sanha approved or Sanha certified eating outlets on that side of the country.
Yeah, unfortunately the Musajis are not making enough effort there, so we'll hold our breath for that. But like I said, I didn't have much of difficulty as we were staying with family. But yes, unfortunately there aren't many Sanha certified restaurants in the Eastern Cape.
What's the latest at the offices? I'm looking at the Twitter timeline and I see Chisinyama. It's one of the companies that has come on board. There's one of the branches that have been certified. Tell us more, Mullah.
Chisanyama, that franchise, we have an association with them, so we have been certifying quite a few of their stores. We've probably done about four or five now. So, yeah, that is a franchise that the most recent franchise we've been starting to certify in different areas. I think the latest one that we did certify was in Pretoria. There's in Joburg, and hopefully there should be a few more in different parts of the country soon.
Okay, lines are open, 011-854-1548. You can call in. Any query that you have that you'd like to have answered this evening, do call in. And you can have it answered as an SMS. And the WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. Are you allowed to drink capsules made from hard shell gelatine?
It would obviously depend on the type and the nature of the gelatine used in there. So it's not a blanket yes or no. If the gelatine capsules are from pork sources, then obviously it would not be permissible. If it comes from bovine sources, then we would have to look whether it comes from a halal-sourced animal or not. And also what's the medical need, diagnosis, is an alternative, etc. So a lot of factors have to be taken into consideration before a ruling can be given. It's not a simple yes or no. Generally, the capsules are made out of some sort of gelatine material. And so, therefore, we do need to query. Yes, there are instances where certain capsules are vegetarian-based, but those will specifically state so on the packaging in almost all instances. It will say veggie caps. Now, those would not be a problem. Those across the board would be fine. But where it is left without clarification, it does state that it has a certain type of gelatine, we do need to clarify the source of that gelatine before we're able to advise on its permissibility or otherwise.
Then there's a follow-up question, Ma, that comes through. It says that, what about lotions as well as creams that have gelatine or other similar substances, which is for external use? What is Sanha's position on that?
Again, more or less the same ruling would apply. If a lotion has a pork-based gelatin, then owing to the fact that that is an impure substance, it would not be permissible even for external usages. Therefore, again, we need to determine the source of gelatin, and thereafter we'll be in a position to advise.
Jazakumullah khair. 011-854-1548. If you have any queries, you can call in. Mullah is standing by for your queries. And he'll take your queries on that. The WhatsApp number 0727861548. The next query that comes through is the Bonita Yogo Fun.
Bonita Yogo Fun is not approved. It has gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals.
Important point to note. Many of the parents, you know, purchase these things and give it to the kids for lunch in school. So that is something to look out for, the Bonita Yogo Fun. Looking at the issue of yogurts, here's one message coming through. The palmlet fruit yogurt assorted.
That as well contains bovine gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals, so that would not be approved by Sana.
011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Then, here we go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Welcome, Salam.
Cheer, what is it that you'd like to know?
I want to know if Dairy Milk Marvelous Creations is halal.
Yes, it is halal.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for the call. Let's go to the next caller. And we're going to once again remind callers that please put off your receiver at the back. If you are calling and the receiver is in the same room as the phone, so what you're going to have is an echo, and then it becomes difficult for us to decipher what are you saying. So do please put it off and listen on air for the question, or while you're on air, you know, just listen while we're talking to you on the phone, and then you can perhaps after the phone is down, you can listen on air. Anyway, let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah. What is it that you like to know?
Colgate Herbal and Colgate Triple Action.
So as the Colgate toothpaste range is concerned, the ones made in South Africa, those are certified by SAPHA. The imported Colgate range is, unfortunately, we don't have details on that, so we wouldn't be able to advise. The difficulty comes the products sometimes made in China or you know, various other parts, Thailand and various other parts of the world where we don't have access to the information, and in such instances we wouldn't be able to give advice. So the safest option would be to look for the products that are made locally.
Okay, JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Next caller, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I would like to know the Cheto Ghetto products in Gauteng and KZN. Are the products halal?
So as Cheto Ghetto is concerned, we certify the Cheto Ghetto manufacturing facility, which is based in Natal. Products from the factory, from the facility, will bear the SAPHA logo. Now, when it comes to the Cheto Ghetto patisseries, we have not certified any patisserie yet. So what is served there in terms of sandwiches, etc., what's prepared on site, those products we are unable to give any guidelines because we don't certify that. Yes, if you walk into a Cheto Ghetto and purchase a cake that has the SAPHA logo on it, there would be no problem with that.
But then they have the cake on the display cabinet. Then how will we inquire from them if it has a SAPHA logo on it?
You would have to, you know, this is the, you know, the where the SAPHA logo would appear is on the packaging. Yes, if it's individual slices, it would be a bit more complicated and difficult to ascertain whether that comes from the manufacturing facility or not. Unfortunately, on that, we're unable to help or guide you on that. But in many of the patisseries, they do have the product in its original packaging, the whole cake, not cut up, not sliced. Those would carry the logo, and you'd be able to determine from that.
And the one in Gauteng?
It's a patisserie in Gauteng. They don't have, as far as I know, any manufacturing facilities here.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Next caller, assalamu alaikum.
Am I on air?
Yes, you're live on air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'd like to know about the butchery in, the butchery in food in the soil. Ahmed, what is that? Fruit and veg.
Oh, okay, the butcher in fruit and veg, it's United Butchery. Okay.
See, the United Butchery is halal, you make purchase from there.
Oh, okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Next one, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I just wanted to find out Baker's tennis biscuits, Mari biscuits, and lemon creams. Are they halal?
Yes, they are halal.
Because somebody showed me a message today on Jamiatul Ulama, I think so, and it was showing they contain alcohol or something in it.
That is an old message that that did it around, a year ago or even longer perhaps. That was on the Didier website, and you know, it claimed that the product contains alcohol, etc. The products are halal. There is no issue with them. That information, unfortunately, is not something that we would accept.
And just one more. Kellogg's, is it halal?
Kellogg's, we have the difficulty in the sense that, unfortunately, Kellogg's are not willing to deal with Tenha, and they've asked us not to comment on any of their products at all.
Okay. No problem. Jazakallah.
Wa alaikum salam. Okay, so those are some of the callers coming through. And alhamdulillah, you know, the joy that some of the listeners attain when they hear that the product is halal. That is a good sign that people are concerned, and now they know that they can eat that product and they can enjoy it, so it gives them joy.
Yes, most definitely, and that's a testament to a person's faith where he's concerned about what he consumes. Obviously, realizing that his ibadah, his worship, is dependent on consuming of that which is permissible, that which is halal. If a person is going to consume that which is not permissible, then it would contaminate his worship. So yes, it is a great sign, and it is heartening when we do receive calls and people take the trouble to find out and ensure that whatever they consume is halal.
Another one that comes up, and this is something that has been in a broadcast message, the Fanta Apple. Is Fanta Apple halal? Says Shukran for the excellent program, much appreciated.
Yes, there's no problem with that. That is another one of the broadcast messages, as you have said, and sadly, we have these messages recycling every now and then. So probably every 6-8 months you'll get somebody sending these messages, and once it goes viral, people panic. We can assure people that there's no issue with that. The information on the broadcast message in itself is inaccurate, not factual at all. The two ingredients listed there, E211 and another ingredient, allegedly coming from pork sources. There is nothing further from the truth than that. They do not come at all from any pork derivatives.
The Krispy Kreme Donut Pop-Up Shop at Rosebank Shopping Mall. What is the position with Sana'a?
We do not have any information on that.
Then the next one says, in Botswana, we have some sweets certified by Zamha, Zambia Halal Authority. Is Zamha in a working relationship with Sanha? What is the position?
Yes, Zamha is an organization, a halal certification body based in Zambia. And yes, we do have a working relationship with Zamha. Consumers may consume products certified by Zamha.
Is the Cadbury Glow chocolate halal?
The Cadbury chocolate Glow, I'm not particularly sure where that product is made, but it seems to be an imported, imported product. If that is the case, then we wouldn't be able to advise on it. The only Cadbury products that we could advise on are the chocolates made in South Africa.
Here's one, it says Kayleigh's Crunch.
Kayleigh's.
Kayleigh's, is it Kayleigh's? Okay, Kayleigh's Crunch.
see the if it's from the company, the Kaylee's, then yes, that is certified by Sensa.
Okay, then the Aqua Shark Fitness Water.
Sorry, Aqua Shark Fitness Water.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly sure what that product is. Maybe they can call our offices and give us details on that product, and we can try and follow up.
The Shark Bite Energy Drink.
Sorry, which one is that?
Shark Bite Energy Drink.
No, we don't have any details on that.
You haven't been bitten by a shark, no?
No, in PA, the waters will come.
PVM Energy Bars.
We have tried to get information on that product for many years now. The stance has been the same from the manufacturer, that they are unable to give us information. In the absence of information from the manufacturer and the unwillingness to divulge any details about the product, we cannot give any assurances on that.
072-786-1548 if you have any queries. I suppose, you know, we've got to remind listeners of the cheese one all the time. That's one of the things that comes up almost on a weekly basis. Nevertheless, considering that many parents are making lunch and all of that, well, there's a request to outline the cheese issue and the ones about the, which ones are the processed cheese and all of that. What can we eat? What can't we eat?
We would advise consumers to purchase products, the cheeses that are certified by Senha, that carry the Senha logo. That would be the easiest way to identify whether the cheeses are approved by us or not. At the top of my head, the Dairy Bell range of cheeses, including the processed cheeses, are halal. That also applies to the permanent range of cheese, so the slices, the mozzarella, the gouda, all of those are fine. In addition to that, we have a whole list of cheese manufacturers that we have certified. For example, Ladysmith Cheese, and then Lancewood, but not all their products. We should just qualify that Lancewood products that are certified by Senha will carry the Senha logo. There are certain Lancewood products, like, for example, the cheese slices that are imported. They come from Germany. Those are not certified by Senha. They contain ingredients that are not halal, and therefore you will not find the Senha logo on those particular variants. If anybody does require a comprehensive list, they're welcome to email us, and we will send a list of cheese manufacturers that we do approve. They can email us helpline@senha.org.za.
Okay, then the next one is 2 minute noodles. Okay, let's go to the caller first one. We'll come back to that one. Let's go to the caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Very well. And yourself?
I'd like to know, Kingsley product has been sold by Ecolwires. It's been sold there by, who's this place here, man? Coogan's Farm, in a big way. Can we drink that product or not?
With the Kingsley products, we still don't have sufficient details on that product.
I would like to warn the people, you can't drink that. I got through. I spoke to the black guy. He said they first do the juice, and then they do the canned liquor. So it's all running in one. So the people are not being warned about this. Nolaki, myself, we have tried to send them what you call the emails. There was no reply, and every time when I phone, these guys are not available. So our Muslim people must be aware of that. It is not halal. Because when I spoke to the black guy in the department, he said once the bottles are full and cold rings are full, and then they do the liquor through the same tubing. So that means it's not halal. So you should notify the Muslim community about it, and those who are selling it must abstain from it. Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Any comments from yourself, Mama?
Yes, I don't think it's the correct way to just come on air and mention that this is not halal and that's not halal without actual verification and certain confirmation of the same. We have been dealing with this matter, and the particular caller has called our offices several times. We have tried to engage the manufacturers. It was the December period, and obviously the offices were closed and the staff members could not meet. We are continuously trying to get information, but I think it's a premature to come on air and say that, you know, it contains this, contains that without actually having information. That is damaging to the reputation of any business. Once we have confirmation, then we will relay to consumers. So at the moment, as I mentioned when this question was posed, that we do not have information on Kingsley beverages, and we are unable to advise consumers of that. Once we do have information, then inshallah we will communicate the same to consumers.
Okay. So at this stage, no comment on that issue. Here's a list of the energy drinks now, some of which are SANA certified and approved or whatever it is. Others are not. Let us go through the list that someone has sent. Red Bull?
The Red Bull, the original flavor is fine. The silver, the limited edition variant, that we have not had any feedback yet.
Then the next one is Monster.
Monster is, we don't have information. We have queried it for several years now. Trying to get information, call them, email them in America, etc., where they manufactured it, but they have not forwarded us information.
Dragon.
Dragon is fine.
Play.
Play is also halal.
Let's score.
I'm not sure offhand if that product is certified or not. I would have to check up on that.
So they're going to delay with the scoring.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we leave it for this evening. We hope you'll score the goal next week with a response on that one. Jazakumullah khair. We really appreciate your time. May Allah reward you abundantly.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That is Omar Ridwan Vaid with the weekly edition of the Sana Calling Program. If you have any queries, you can contact the offices throughout the week, or you can then wait till next week when he's on air. And then he will respond to it.